Welcome to episode 59 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. It's been a very disjointed past 7 days here, and it's made me think a lot about how us photographers go about our daily business. Obviously, the technical side is one thing, but what about those aspects which people don't immediately think of? In this week's show, I'm talking about why it's important for me to keep my general health and fitness up in order to produce the best results that I can, not just for the benefit of my clients, but for the overall benefit of my life as a photographer. Now, it's a pretty long recording this time round, so I'm going to get straight into it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 59. This time last year, around about this time, I believe, we had snow here on the south coast of the UK, and it was really good. I got some nice photographs, I went for some nice walks, and generally it was a really good time for me to be able to test equipment, push myself with the photography that I want to produce, and also think about sort of pictures that I want to produce in the future. Now, by comparison, I think it's around about the same time this year, I'm in the same woodland where I was previously. It's a lovely, still morning. There's sun breaking through the clouds, the blue sky is behind there somewhere, just trying to come through. And as you can hear, hopefully, all the birds are in the trees, and it is really starting to feel like spring is on its way. Now, I'm in the woodland this morning not just to sit and have a cup of tea and think about the world and what have you. In fact, I haven't got anything with me apart from a rucksack with my audio recorder for this and also my little point and shoot camera. What I'm here for this morning is just because I want to record some thoughts about an area or an aspect of being a photographer which a lot of people don't immediately think of. And I suppose it's a fair point. You wouldn't necessarily think of it. When you think of what it is to be a photographer or what a photographer does, you think about obviously taking good pictures. You think about how that person, how photographers work with people and what is concerned with that. And of course, I've spoken a lot about this in the past. And of course, you think about the kit that a photographer will use, and that of course is a bottomless pit of discussion, whether it be cameras, lenses, flash guns, lighting techniques, right down to the type of stands that you use to put lighting equipment on or what have you. One of the aspects that you don't necessarily hear talked about a lot is the idea of general health and well-being as a photographer. Now, I know a lot of you will probably think, well, that's not really important, and that's probably why we don't hear about it. And, you know, it is true. I have spoken to and worked with a lot of photographers who are, shall we say, not in the prime condition. They are frequently out of breath, carrying kit up hills or up staircases. They are, as a result of feeling out of breath maybe, or uncomfortable within themselves, they are not willing to go that extra distance, literally to sort of walk to a far end of a field or do whatever to get the pictures. And of course, if you're not in a position whereby you feel comfortable, and we're not talking about health and fitness in terms of vanity, we're talking about the practical application of keeping yourself in trim. If you're not feeling your best, it stands to reason that you're not going to be putting in either as much effort as you feel like or as you feel you should, and as a result, I would have thought it kind of stands to reason that your results are going to suffer because you are not making the most of the opportunities that are in front of you. Now, I am in the middle of the woodland, and as any regular listeners will know, whenever I come to the woodland, whether it's just for a walk, whether it's to shoot pictures, whether it's to test a piece of kit, whatever it might be, even just having a cup of tea, I always feel very grounded. And it's a strange situation, and this is one of the reasons why I get frustrated, I guess, when I don't get out into the woodland just for myself more often. Now, those of you who listened, was it 3 weeks ago, I guess, to the podcast will know that I was having a bit of a funny sort of start to the month or start to the week. It all got a bit hectic and I just couldn't get my head around a few things. So I took myself to the local woodland just to straighten my head a little bit. And it worked. Half an hour later, I was fine. I was able to get on with my day. This is not one of those situations, but it is at the start of the day and I have a lot to do and I just wanted to share a few thoughts. Now, if you know me personally or you've had a chat with me at anywhere really, you'll know that when I was in my early 20s some years ago, I was very much into my fitness. I used to push a lot of heavy weight. I was a lot larger, much more muscular than I am now, and I used to love it. And then, you know, sort of fast forward some years and into the last sort of 18 months, 2 years, and I got a little bit ill internally. It wasn't any of my doing, it's just the body deciding it just wants to keep you on your toes. And basically that meant that my weight was up and then it was down and it just kind of disrupted things. So as much as I'm not one to make New Year's resolutions, one of the things I have told myself about this year is that I'm going to focus a lot more on my general well-being. Now, how this applies to photography, and as a photographer, as I've said just now, I feel that I need to keep myself trim and healthy and fit. And I don't want to be one of those photographers that can't give 100% both to myself and to my clients because I'm not feeling physically up to it. So with that in mind, I decided to give myself a bit of a challenge and try something a little bit different this year. And I've tried all sorts of ways of training, and I generally don't do a lot of cardio work. I don't run. I do a bit of cycling now and then. I do a lot of walking, as you can imagine. But most of what I've always done is resistance work. It's all, for want of a better word, weightlifting. It's pushing heavy weights. But my priorities now are getting myself generally, as well as building up my body a bit more to maybe how it was a few years ago. I just need to get myself back feeling that I can wake up at the start of a new day and just get on with all the challenges that the day presents. Some of you will have heard of a guy called Timothy Ferris, and if you know his name, you'll probably know him from a book he wrote called The 4-Hour Workweek. I think that's what it was called. It's either The 4-Hour Week or The 4-Hour Workweek. I think it was The 4-Hour Workweek. But he also brought out, subsequent to that, a book called The 4-Hour Body. And it's a very, when you look at the cover, it's very sort of almost sensational sounding and all the rest of it. And I, when I was looking for how I was going to go about my fitness this time around, I was thinking, do you know what, let's try something different. And I was looking around and I saw that, and actually it put me off because I thought, that's just, I've seen these headlines on these books and what have you, and it's all very kind of sensational and what have you. So I thought, well, I won't buy it. I'll go to the library and see what books generally are there. And, you know, they had a copy, and I got a copy of the book from the library. And it is an amazing book to the point where I've read and reread certain chapters of it time and time again over the last couple of weeks, and I've actually just put an order in both for that book and the 4-hour work week, so those should be coming through the post shortly. But it's I won't go into detail about what he the approach that Timothy Ferris suggests. You can take a look at the link in the show notes, or you can just Google search him. But do you know what? Even in this first week of putting myself through a new regime, I'm starting to feel both general health benefits and also physical changes I can see. And before a lot of you fitness people get up and say, well, the body always reacts very quickly like this in the start of training. Yes, you're quite right. It does. And I could talk a lot more about this, but now is not the time or the place. But the point is, if I'm pushing through with this new approach and I'm giving myself time to think about nutrition again, think about training, what sort of exercise I'm doing, and all that sort of thing, it's going to help me when I'm doing my work. So, for example, sometimes I will be working really light. So, for example, if I was out here taking pictures today, and it's pretty dry, well, it's very dry, in fact, there's no sign of snow, certainly at the moment. Other parts of the country, I think, are just starting to have a slight flutter of snow. But there's certainly it doesn't look like it's going to be raining. I'm not going to need to bring all that sort of kit. However, I would probably have, if I was coming out into the woodland, I'd have some sort of a rucksack rather than a hard shell case, with a couple of camera bodies, a selection of lenses, probably a couple of flashlights in there, if I'm working really light. It might just be me and my subject, or it might be a case that I need to bring an assistant, and then we've got other cases that we're bringing. The point is, whether I'm going up a couple of flights of stairs, whether I'm dragging a case through the city, whether I'm going along a train concourse, or going through the underground, or loading up my car and then driving 2 hours and unloading the other end, setting stuff up, all these things, it is so important to keep your health up, because you have to keep your health up to do your job properly. And I know it sounds obvious, and we all know that it's not always the case, but if you're going to do a job, you may as well do it right and do it to the best of your ability. And yes, it is a cliche to say that, and yes, I do honestly believe that, but you'd be amazed how many people in any line of work, and especially photographers, don't put their health and their fitness first, or at least making it some sort of a priority. I have been a victim of that scenario where you're doing long hours and you're driving a lot and you're doing shoots on the road and all the rest of it, where, you know, all you want is to pull over at the motorway services and have some sort of a snack and a lot of coffee and all the rest of it. And, you know, it does kind of, it does take its effect, and some people just live like that and they don't notice any difference, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that if that's how they want to go about, and it's not for me to say. But for me personally, more and more I'm starting to put emphasis on my health and my well-being. There is another reason why I have to keep myself, especially this year, up in trim and get my strength up and all the rest of it. Various things going on in my personal life, which means that I need to be physically sort of pretty strong and healthy and what have you. I have a lot of commitments coming my way in that sense. But my activities, more and more, you know that I work with businesses. You know that I'm frequently found in people's offices or boardrooms or on their premises, in their factories and what have you, shooting pictures for business, for PR and marketing. But also more and more I'm working with the outdoor industries, and a lot of what I do is test and review work, and that involves being out and about in the field, literally in the field, or down by the water, or in the woodland, or up a hillside, or anything like that. But then there's also things like the active photographer Jolly, which I haven't spoken about a lot recently, but that will be coming out. Let me think now. I'm still in the process of arranging it. Do not quote me on this, but I'm looking in the next few months to get the first dates out for the next active photographer Jolly. And if you don't know what the Jolly is, follow the link on the show notes to the Jolly page on the Active Photographer website. But basically, photography weekends where we're out in the great outdoors and we're just having a fantastic time. There's a lot more to it than that, but now is not the time to go into it. I will probably go into more detail in a future podcast once I've got locations and dates sorted. But anyway, follow the show notes if you want to get a sneak peek of, well, actually, look to what we did last year, because that was the start of it, and it was very well received. And we're I'm going to be rolling this out this year more and more. Anyway, I digress slightly. With the active photographer Jolly, where I'm out and about with people, I'm sort of always on the go and what have you, with my test and review stuff, and also where I'm sort of behind the scenes, if there's videos or if I'm sort of actually appearing in pictures on other people's blogs or in other people's Flickr sets of pictures or what have you, I always think it's a bit like, would you, if you were in a position where you were going to use a personal trainer to get your health up, to make you feel good and all the rest of it, would you, if you had three personal trainers there and one of them was kind of as you'd expect, the other one was looked super fit and maybe quite muscular, or just generally looked well, and then the other one looked a bit out of shape, a little bit flabby, a little bit, you know, didn't look after themselves, who would you choose? Now, I don't know about two of the choices. That's kind of, you know, depends whether you're sort of, person that goes more on appearance or criteria that, or someone's CV or what have you. But I'm willing to bet that you would not pick the guy or the lady that is looking out of shape. As a fitness professional, you just wouldn't. So for me, if I'm appearing in the outdoor community, I can't really, in my mind, I don't want to appear out of shape. I don't want to have like a pot belly. I don't want to be sort of dead skinny looking as though I need a good feed. you know, that just kind of stands to reason, as far as I can see. So, with all these things in mind, I am pushing my my health and fitness a lot at the start of this month. I've got a number of things coming up in the coming months, which I have sort of personal goals, and it's important to set yourself personal goals, and not just with this, but for example, with if you're doing a photography project, if you were doing a 365 project, or you're taking a photograph every day for 365 days of the year, a lot of people do this. You have to keep yourself accountable, you have to do it, and it's no difference with no different to if you're keeping your fitness going. So I am trying this new approach, and if you are on or have used the 4-hour body approach, and it relates to for those of you that are interested in nutrition, we're talking about a slow carb diet. We're also talking about resistance work, which kind of falls in line with what Mike Mensa used to talk about, high intensity training, broadly speaking. And there'll be links in the show notes to these. Let me know. Let me know how you're getting on, what you found works or doesn't, and you know, I'm just keen to keep the conversation going. If you're on Twitter, especially in the last sort of over the last few days of last week, and the weekend, you will have seen sort of a lot of mention from me about this, and you will have seen a hashtag which was a hashtag 4 as in the number HB,
And if you go into Twitter and you do a search for hashtag 4HB, you will see other people talking about the same thing. So, yeah, that is where I am. That is what I'm thinking about. And as I sit here, and it's a beautiful morning, the sun's just starting to come through the trees a bit more, hitting the ground here, and where I am, we've got all this sort of leaf fall down here. It's just beautiful. It's really nice. And I'm just about to get on with my day. I think, where are you? I've only been going about 20 minutes. I'll give you a quick overview of some of the things that are coming up in the next few weeks. Again, talking about deadlines and goals that I'm setting. Moving on from the stuff all about fitness and health and all that sort of thing. I have got a lot of kits that's being sent to me for test and review. And there's some really exciting stuff at the moment. Rucksacks, tools to do with camping, I'd say tools, equipment, sort of video, photography, a real broad range. And you'll see a lot of this sort of thing rolling out. I've got to schedule more when the actual reviews are going to be written and when they're going to be published. That's another thing. With the Active Photographer website, there are some changes coming up to do with the appearance that are lined up. You'll start to see those. What else? Oh, book reviews. Yeah, I'm going to try and get at least one book review out there once a month, if I can. Mostly to do with photography, but also with the outdoors as well, because there is this crossover. Talking of books, some time ago, you will remember, in fact, back in 2010, I did a photography project called Fountain Jam. And it was based around one of my local pubs, which had a live music event every Thursday. It was a jam session, and you just turn up with your instrument, sing, play guitar, what have you, and it's very good. Now, it had been my intention to publish this last year, 2011, but one reason or another, it didn't happen. In recent weeks, I have heard that one of the chaps that was a regular in the pub, he used to play bass every time, he very sadly passed away. And he's a very nice guy, and the local community, obviously, you know, in the pub, everyone knew him and what have you, so that's very sad. But in a funny kind of way, I think now is the right time to get the book out there. It just didn't happen last year for whatever reason, but I do believe that maybe, you know, there is a reason for everything, and now is the right time. So what I'm going to be doing is, over the coming weeks, the book is, now let me think, there's going to be a kind of like a fundraising event with about 10 bands locally here to raise money for a place called the Rowan's Hospice, which this guy was a big supporter of, and I think in the end that's where he ended up, and it was his wish. Obviously, he would like to think that any donations went to them. So what I have said is that I'm going to produce this book now, and my deadline is, I think it's around about the 31st of March this year, and I'm going to have a little when on the day or the evening, whatever that the bands are playing, I'm going to just put a little table up. And it was always my intention to sell the book anyway. It's not going to be a big money spinner. It was always just a sort of a personal project, which is important, as you know, to do personal projects. But I don't know what the cost of the book will be. It won't be expensive. But a percentage of that book, the donations from every sale, will go to the Rowan's Hospice. And I think that I just think it's a nice thing to do. And I know that the guy in question would appreciate it. And, you know, if it helps to sell a few books, that's brilliant. But say that's not, my focus now is not on selling it to generate money for myself, because actually, as I say, it was never intended to be a money spinner. My intention would be to see if we can raise a few pounds for this hospice. So look out for mentions of Fountain Jam. I will probably, well, I'm sure I will talk more about it when it is actually released. I've got to get back into editing the pictures, making my selections, putting together the dummy version of the book. Probably going to self-publish it, most likely using Blurb. I'll be linking to Blurb in the show notes. It's blurb.com, I believe. But as I say, there'll be a link in the show notes. So that's really good. Looking forward to that. In, where are we? Beginning of March, we have Focus on Imaging. And I'm going to be up at Focus on Imaging, as I am every year, doing podcasting for you guys. And be talking to a lot of the major manufacturers, just like I did last year. And if you didn't listen to those interviews that I did and those conversations, do go and check out the show notes to this week's show, because I will be linking to those podcasts as well. Really well worth worth listening to, because it'll give you an insight into these companies and into their products. Certain things where I sort of touched base to begin with these people we're following up this year, so there's a lot more that I could go into. I'm not going to, partly because I have to get on with my day, and also just looking at the timings of this, I don't want this week's show to run on. You know, I always try to keep it to between 25 and 30 minutes. So I am going to get myself back up here, and I'm going to head off out of the woodland, and I'm going to give myself another really productive day. And as I say, I hope that my my comments, my thoughts today have given you something more to think about when it comes to photography or being a photographer. A lot of you out there that are listening, I know that you are budding photographers, that you are, some of you are professional photographers, and if you are, I know I speak to a lot of you on a regular basis. But either way, I hope that this has just given you another little look into another aspect of what it is to be a photographer. The whole issue of health and fitness, and how that by default helps you to be more productive. And when I'm, as I was just then, talking about all the things that I have to do in the coming weeks, you know, by having a healthy body, a healthy mind, it helps you to be more productive, so that when you do have a to-do list as long as a shopping list, it doesn't seem quite as daunting. But that's enough for today. I shall get on with my day. And yeah, if you've got anything to add, of course, do chip in and join the conversation. I think one of the great things about the health and fitness industry is that there's so much information and advice available to us from like-minded people. All you need to do is spend a little time getting involved with those communities, just as you do with your photography, and with a little perseverance, there's no reason why you won't achieve the results you want. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget, I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Active Photographer Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcasts.